You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. All right. Welcome to the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We are broadcasting live from the Entrepreneurs Connect networking event right here in the heart of Uptown Charlotte. You can find the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth wherever you get your podcasts, and of course on YouTube as well. And right now in the booth, I am joined by Mr. Andre Hughes.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to see you. Good to see you too. Saw you last time. Didn't get a chance to connect with you.
Yeah,
but
man.
You're here now.
Look, I ran over here looking
ran
for
over
you.
Here.
You know I did.
What you doing here, man?
Man, I am connecting with the people, man. I'm passionate about entrepreneurship. I got into the space about seven months ago. Wrote a book, trying to get my leadership name out there. So I'm passionate about being out here with the people, man.
Wrote a book.
Yeah. I was in corporate America for a long time, doing interviews, teaching people how to interview, promote, that kind of thing. So I wrote a book about it. Then I turned the book into like leadership training. So go around doing corporate training for leaders, middle managers, showing them how to be better leaders. Yeah, lead with authenticity, clarity, purpose, that type of thing.
Okay. What's the name of the book?
Beyond Art and Science, plug, it's at Amazon. Beyond Art and Science, The Social Contract Theory for Interviewing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I look at interviewing as a social contract. It's a conversation. It's me getting to know you. You getting to know me. It shouldn't just be a performance. You know what I mean? It's gotta be mutual.
You talking about interviewing for
positions,
for
yeah.
jobs? Okay.
Yeah, for senior level positions. You know, you want to interview at Walmart, anywhere you want to interview. It should be a conversation. You know.
So this is all from HR. Standpoint. Did you work in HR?
I was a operations manager.
Okay.
So, you know, I was going into like C-suite, like,
okay.
You know, looking for VP jobs. So I've helped people land VP jobs, general manager positions. So it's my focus right now, though, is middle managers. You know, somebody gets promoted. Now they've got 20 people working for them and they have no idea how to lead. There's no training guide. There's no manual. You know, you got a ton of work that has to be done. You know, you went from 40 hours to 60 hours a week. A lot of those people get burnt out pretty quickly. So my job is to come in, show them how to lead with clarity, show them how to keep things in order and in perspective, and have them go from there.
Are there particular industries that you
I was in operations, but it really spans all industries. My last clients came from the tech world, had some people in banking, so it really spans all organizations, all industries, to be honest.
So you're launching your own thing, right?
I am, yeah. So. Launching the workshops, the one-on-ones, and the corporate training, and I also do some speaker type events. Plug in the book. The dream is to hit a TEDx stage at some point. So that's the dream.
So how are you getting it rolling? How are you bringing in clients?
Yeah. So I worked with a guy, plug for Dave, and he helped me. AI is big. I was struggling for a while trying to figure out the direction of the training. Came here, got some ideas, worked with a guy named Dave, and he helped me build this content creation for AI. And it essentially, it's like my side buddy that helps me build this program out. So now we're moving into the YouTube platforms. We're moving into, you know, social media, getting that out there, hitting some events for some speakerships. So it's driving the engine for me, so I can have time to go out and do this kind of thing.
What was your last engagement?
I did an event 3 weeks ago. It was a free event. I spoke to about 20 people on authentic leadership. They look like you and me, so I'm real big in the community. I'm a veteran, So I'd like to be involved in the community. So just speaking to those young people about authentic leadership, moving from the college arena into professional life. That was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's next? What do you got coming up?
Man. I love traveling. So the way the AI is building out the corporate training, my goal is to travel, do some of these events, do some speaker events, and then at some point next year try to get on a TED stage. I had a very life-changing year last year. Lost everything. You name it, I lost the relationship, the house, the job, everything. And I spent a year putting my life back together, and my passion is helping other people do that as well. Goes along with the leadership training, but that's what the TEDx is going to be about. So we're going to get there.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, man.
You know what? I was too at first, man, but you know, sometimes it's necessary. You know, you can't go your whole life thinking you're something you're not.
Humbling experience?
Oh, very humbling. Yeah, man. I got kids, and they saw me at my lowest, and that's humbling. Yeah.
How many kids?
I got 3 daughters, man. I'm a girl dad. You?
I got 1 boy.
Congratulations.
I got lucky.
You got lucky.
1 and I'm done. That's it. I don't need no more.
I got lucky too. Uh-huh. Girls are great, and then they turn 12 and 13, and then.
Then you need to buy a shotgun.
Then you gotta buy a couple. a couple.
So how did you learn about this event?
I got it on Eventbrite. So I was just looking for some kind of entrepreneurship connection, and that's exactly what it said. And the lady who runs the event, Brittany, she met us at the door. I love her spirit, man. She's a godly woman. We connect on that on the spiritual note. But this was exactly what I needed. I got to the hot seat. Got to ask some questions last week. Got inspired. So I love this event, man. Yeah.
So you taking on clients and all that stuff right now?
Yeah, man. I'm on LinkedIn. Andre Hughes. I'm taking clients, organizations, one-on-ones, workshops. I'm starting a YouTube channel probably within the next three weeks or so. So look out for that.
Why 3 weeks?
YouTube is a different animal.
It
man.
Is.
Yeah, that's why. Let's be honest. It's a different animal. So I want to feel comfortable. I'm gonna do something with a couple people first. Try to get my my feet wet first, and then I'll launch my own. But I don't want to be that guy that gets one thumbs up for the
Start somewhere.
I know, man.
How can people find you? How should they reach out to you? They want to book you. Some leadership training.
I'm on Instagram, Andre C. Hughes on Instagram, Andre Hughes on LinkedIn. You should be able to find my picture. Short guy with a background. Just says leadership. It says it's got a leadership background, so really easy to find. I'm out here in Charlotte doing the thing. So that's how you can get a hold of me.
All right, cool. I appreciate you.
I got you on Instagram too.
You got me?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have me down definitely.
Yeah, man.
When I share these clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by, man.
Yeah, man, this is a treat, man. I've been looking forward to doing this with you, so good, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.